you tell me if I did wrong. Okay, so we went to Kiowa Island, which you have to go through a gate to get into. All right.
Okay.
And everybody arrives on Saturday at 4 o'clock. That's check-in time. So, of course, you know there's going to be a huge line. And my wife and I drove separately.
Okay.
I had the bikes and she had the luggage. And, you know, anyway, I took the van. She took her vehicle.
Van working fine.
Oh, yeah. The battery. I'll tell you a couple of things about that. The battery, she handled it really well. She did not get a battery from AAA because I was told they sell you a shoddy product at AAA. So she had the AAA guy come out, make sure it was the battery. It was. He goes, I can sell you one. She goes, I don't want it. And so we went to, he got it started, and she met me at our mechanic's spot.
Perfect.
And they put in a new battery. Meanwhile, then it was like my daughter's vehicle needed tires, and they couldn't find that little tire key, you know?
Oh, mm-hmm. To unlock.
So I'm running all over hell and half of Georgia. That's an old saying my mother used to say.
Yeah. Never heard it.
I'm running all over hell and half of Georgia trying to find one of those keys, which I did.
Oh.
Then my son's car needed tires, and he couldn't find his wheel lock.
Thing. Did you look at both of them and say, it should just be in the glove box?
Obviously. I mean,
just it should be in the glove box.
So frustrating. But I had to go to the places, to the dealerships, and buy the little wheel locks, you know. One of them, the second one, they just threw in for free. They were like, man, we've seen you twice here.
Yeah, you're back again.
take this, it. You know. So anyway, I'm driving to, so all the vehicles got fixed. It was very nice. We got all that done the last day before we left. So we get to Kiowa Island, and my wife told me, we're checking in, so you have to be in the left lane. The right lane is for people who like live there or already have checked in, so they're zooming right on in and out, right? Okay.
Yeah. Hard to figure out if you've never done it before.
Well, okay. But she said, left lane, left lane, left lane. So I get there. There's a right lane and a left lane. Well, the left lane has, you know, 1,000 cars.
Yep.
The right lane, nothing. Okay, but I can't even see the gate yet, okay? Now, a guy who has a Kiowa Island hat on is over on the side of the road. He points to me and one other guy, and he's like, this way, to the right lane. Like, come on, you know, come on through.
Okay.
So my thought is, they must be doing some sort of little, you know, like, what do they call that? Where a zipper.
Zipper merge.
So it's like he wants half the people in the right lane, half in the left lane, and then to take turns. So I'm like, okay. So I get over in the right lane and just go drive it. And now I see, I passed 250 cars. And I see the place where if I stay in the right lane, I'm going to have to go right lane. And I can't get in that way. Yeah. So I have to get in the left lane. But I've passed 250 cars. So I hit my signal.
Oh, no.
And the fingers. I mean, I passed everybody.
Oh, God.
But it was because hat guy came walking off the side of the road and motioned me that way. I don't think he had any authority at all. I think he was just messing with me.
Oh, you think he was just.
I don't know why he did it.
Well, did anybody else go? Or just you?
One other guy behind me.
Okay.
But he merged in long before I did. I just kept. Nobody would let me in, which I don't blame him. So finally, I got to the point where I have to get in or I'm dead.
Now you're holding up the right lane.
Yes, exactly. So finally, I just nudge my way over. Well, the car behind me.
Oh, God.
Well, my wife was like 20 minutes behind me. She got to the place. I had been there a while. And she said,
What took so long?
She said, we sat in that line for an hour. And I said, you know what I did? I passed everyone.
Now, did you tell? Because normally there's a person like checking you in.
Yes, there was.
I would have said, hey, just so you know, there's some guy back there waving people down here.
I didn't say that. I just.
He's going to cause a fist fight, clearly.
I didn't say that. He's like, thanks for coming, Mr. Kelly. Enjoy your stay. I was like, perfect. And I went right on in. But the looks.
Oh, God, yes.
And the gestures that I received, I was really upset by it.
You're good.
I'm appalled by the actions of Kiowa Island.
You know, stuff like this makes me regret some of the fingers I've given because I don't think you were really in the wrong.
Yeah, if it wasn't you, it was the person behind you or in front of you. I mean, you know, you just got lucky.
The guy pointed at me and like one other car and like, you know, and he waved us. I was like, all right, well, he must know what he's talking about. He has a hat on.
Well, yeah, it says Kiowa Island and you're probably, and I would have done the same. And I would have thought, oh, well, they must now have both lanes open or something, yeah. Or there's something going on. Like
I thought they were going to merge into one.
And it's like, Oh, I mean, I bet as you got up there and saw the gate, you were like, this is trouble.
Oh, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, boy.
Could you have faked it and followed someone through?
In the right lane?
Yeah, like it's that quick.
No, it was fast. And they, in the right lane, they check you to make sure, and they'll stop you if you're not. Because I had not checked. I had no paperwork. They gave me the paperwork
as
I got it. And they handed me something. And then from then on, so everybody that got up to the gate, it takes, 30 seconds for them to check in, the thing. And then that's why it takes so long. I don't know.
I would just like to say this never would have happened in Myrtle.
No, in Myrtle, no, there are no gates in Myrtle.
It would have ended in shots fired. It might have ended. It would have ended with more than fingers.
It would have been a different ending.
You did in Myrtle.
Kiowa Island is hands on hips. Hey!
Yeah.
I don't appreciate your behavior.
That's right. I did get a lot of dirty looks. But I told my wife, and she's like, you should never have done this. What do you want?
Well, it looks if some guy, and this is just... And that's just the way we think. You look at his hat.
Yeah.
It says Kiowa Island. Yeah. You're like, all right. Well, he knows what he's doing.
Of course.
So you do what he says. He's pointing at you and waving. You're like,
they
okay.
They don't hand those hats out to just anyone.
Oh, no. You can't buy a
Kiowa hat.
Later, I'd be thinking, I'm an idiot. I just looked at his hat and believed him.
Sure worked out, though.
got in there quicker.
Got in there really fast.
Who did you – I wonder if the – did you wave profusely, I hope, at the person that did let you in?
I did, but he didn't really let me in. I had to push in. I said, thanks, and he gave back a wave of his own.
Oh, he did.
I bet. It was an ugly scene.
Please don't be staying at the same building as me.
God,
that would have been so awkward.
Then you see him later at the Ocean Club.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh.
Hey, thanks for letting me in.
Sorry. My wife texted me while I was on the beach, and this is an example of when like autocorrect goes wrong, you know? The text I got, I was on the beach. She was back at the house that we had rented. And the text said, I've trapped a ghost under the trash can in the bathroom. So, of course, I
am hot.
Whoa.
What? You've trapped. So I said, how did you do it?
Did you call the Ghostbusters?
Is it a Civil War soldier?
We're in Kiowa Island.
Ask him what side he's on.
She trapped a ghost under the trash can.
This is amazing.
In our bath. I thought, she's like a Ghostbuster. She really is, you know? And she said, oh, sorry, a gecko. It had auto-corrected from
not
gecko.
Not as exciting.
No.
Who cares? It's a lizard.
Well, later she was like, you have to help get it out.
Yeah, and
it
escaped. I knew where that was going.
Of course, it escaped in the bedroom, and we had to chase it around. We finally got it out onto the deck, you know. You wouldn't have, would you have trapped it, or would you just, because she trapped it. She did not want to sleep in the same room.
Nah, I'd hang out with it.
You didn't care? They're all right, geckos.
They don't bite or anything.
No, they don't do anything bad to you.
Yeah, but you feel that crawl across your face at night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
That's what she said. She's like, I don't want anything on my face at night.
And you'd feel it even if it wasn't. You'd be feeling things around your feet and legs.
She don't like to be touched in the night. I can speak from that experience. Don't touch
Are you
her
sure
night.
It's by everything? Or? Just,
well,
just,
I know two things, gecko and myself. There's two things.
On the list.
She does not want touching her in the night. She also she tried to correct the date. You know, the minivan was there, so we went out to dinner one night in the minivan. And you know my minivan, the date says December 15th, 2006.
Wishful thinking.
Exactly. Every time I get in, I think, I'm controlling time.
Yep.
I am like some sort of time traveler.
If only.
She tried to fix it, could not. She could not. Okay. I mean, she's like, it really bothers her.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can try. We're going to have to, there's no doing that. About 5 years ago, it went back to 2004. And
that's right.
It's been that ever since. It's so great. It's so great.
Back.
I love it because I mean, when I got in it for the first time, I thought, I've done it.
I've wished it enough.
I've controlled time. One more vacation note from Axl Rose. Apparently, Axl Rose, they played a show in Saratoga Springs, New York this past Saturday. This is Guns N' Roses. And Axl went into a gelato shop that's a local place called Saratoga Gelato. A realtor named Jessica posted pictures from the security cam of Axl Rose with her daughter, who was 15, who was serving Axl Rose gelato. She called her mom and said, somebody was in here. I have no idea who he was, but I'm almost positive he's really, really famous. So they got the security video. It's Axl Rose. And she said he was overwhelmingly nice, which you never hear about Axl.
So,
yeah.
I just saw an interview with Guns N' Roses, one of the drummers who, you know, they've had a few over the years.
Yeah.
And he said, the interviewer said, what's the most surprising thing about Axl Rose? He said, everything you hear is wrong.
Really?
He's the nicest guy. Yeah, he was an a-hole in when they first got big in the
80s and 90s. Is that why we think he's such a jerk?
And yeah, and he expects a lot from his band, even when it wasn't, you know, Slash and Duff and everyone were gone.
Yeah.
I said, but he's the nicest guy when you meet him away from all that. He's just a regular guy who hangs out. He's cool. He wants to talk to you.
Is that what you say about me to people who ask?
Not at all.
Everything you've heard is wrong. He's just the nicest guy.
And he said, he goes, I think this image is still held over from 40 years ago.
Apparently.
Yeah.
The woman, the girl, the 15-year-old who served him ice cream, gelato, said this was the nicest guy in the world. And she's, I don't even know who he was, but he just couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah.
And people got pictures with him outside and stuff. And she's like, I think he must be famous. Well, of course, the mom, who's my age.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's really famous. You know, I read, I guess this was on Reddit, that people were talking about interactions they had had with celebrities who are known to be nice and they weren't nice. Will Ferrell and Morgan Freeman were top of the list.
I've heard Will Ferrell lately. I guess
really?
Stories coming out that he's not fun. He's not, like, I think people, which I get that, people expect him to be fun and funny all the time because of movies, characters he's played, and he is not that way.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it just when they catch you, you know?
Yeah.
I think that might be the case. I'm sure, of course, in interviews, he's always on and funny.
Of course, that's what you see.
Yeah.
So when you bump into him at a gelato shop, and he's just like, I just want some of the coffee gelato, and moves on. You're like, what an a-hole.
Who you're hearing this from is just a regular person. They don't have any credibility either, so you have to take everything with a grain of salt.
They could be lying.
They could be lying. They could have misunderstood something.
Yeah.
They could have not understood, you know, a sarcastic comment, or just in general, they might have thought something happened that didn't.
One woman said Taylor Swift rolled her eyes at her. That's right.
Her eyes probably don't even do that.
Roll eyes, eye roll. Millie Bobby Brown keeps to herself during meet and greets. She just hides in the corner.
I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, too. I don't even mind that.
But if it's a meet and greet, you know.
I don't know why people want to meet certain people anyway.
That's what Biggie says about me?
I say that daily, brother.
Why do you want to meet him?
About myself.
Why do you want to meet me?
I really want to meet you.
Why? A guy emailed me while I was on vacation and said, I'm in Myrtle. If you happen to be here, let's get together and I want to meet you. I said, why?
Why would you want that?
And then Morgan Freeman, somebody ran into him at a theater and all he kept saying was, butter my damn popcorn. Butter my damn popcorn.
Yeah, but in that voice, it'd be awesome.
Butter my damn popcorn.
God, say that it
would
again.
That would be like royalty, you know?
Butter. More.
If Morgan Freeman said that to you.
More.
Oh, and Nick Jonas apparently is a jerk too.
Yeah, because Joe is the better one.
But Nick is so hot.
He's so much better.
So much better looking.
Well, yeah, if you like to be treated like garbage.
Apparently. And who's it? Ariana Grande drops the "Don't You Know Who I Am" line.
That's
yeah.
I expect that.
You see
from
that
her.
From her.
Yeah. Her fans too are really mean.